This is Awesome Etiquette from the Infinite Guest Podcast Network and presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
I am a male university faculty member, and I occasionally find myself at the local drugstore checkout directly behind a woman, often an undergrad, waiting to purchase a rather personal item. For the sake of her privacy, I usually develop a brief but intense interest in the current cover of Cosmo magazine, or my phone, or whatever. But sometimes it's clear that I have seen what she's buying, and she's obviously uncomfortable. It seems like these situations fall into three categories based on the type of acquaintance with the other person. One, we are complete strangers. Number two, she's in my large lecture course, so she has recognized me, but may doubt whether I recognize her or not. We recognize each other fully, she's in a small class, or as a fellow faculty member, etc. Any thoughts on how to handle these situations? All the best wishes, Kent. So, really tough situation. The stranger one, I think, don't worry about it. She's buying personal items. You've seen what they are. Don't worry about it. Just let her go ahead.
Everyone's had to walk into a drugstore and pick up something they'd rather not be picking up in public.
That's
the nature of a drugstore.
You're there for a reason. But what do you do when you actually recognize the person and they're buying something that's that personal?
It's such a good etiquette question because it drives at one of the columns that's the central support for good etiquette often, which is a sense of discretion.
Yes.
An ability to not say something or not notice something. Oftentimes, the most appropriate thing to do or say is nothing. And this might be one of those cases where
I vote for that.
You look them in the eye and smile and say hi if you know them, because you acknowledge other people that you know. You do a usual, polite, courteous greeting.
Oh, I think depending on what they were purchasing, I would leave it at hi and then
exactly.
Do exactly what you do and go back to reading that thing on your phone. Just ignore the products.
It would be more awkward to avoid the person completely, acknowledge them,
that
and move
on with
it. But no need to get into a deep dive conversation about why you're both there and feeling uncomfortable.
Yeah. I also think that if it is the situation where this young woman or young man, this could happen with a young man as well, depending on what he's purchasing, she recognizes you, you don't recognize her, follow her lead. If she gives you
a nod,
then give her a nod. If she says, oh, hi, Professor so-and-so, you could say, oh, hi, and then just move on with getting into line or doing whatever it is that's your kind of moment of distraction thing.
I would caution, be careful about projecting your own discomfort onto the situation.
Such a great point.
That oftentimes this is a moment to take a deep breath and remind yourself that everything's okay.
Yes.
That you're both out doing things that normal people do.
Yes.
And that's entirely okay and appropriate.
Absolutely. Kent, we really hope that that helps you find a solution the next time you're at the drugstore and you run into someone you may or may not recognize.
I was at a wedding recently and noticed a number of people leaving with baskets of flowers that had been on the tables. Are guests supposed to take the table decorations? So this is not an uncommon question because often the bride
happens.
And groom will offer, or if there's been an event, the host of the event will say, you know, there's beautiful flowers on all the tables. Please feel free to take them home. Being in the fortunate position of sometimes being a guest of honor at a function, maybe you're doing a keynote, you're often offered to take some flowers home, and it is. It's really
fresh
a treat.
Flowers? Go for it.
You don't want to assume that's the case. You want to wait till the offer is made. To elaborate just a little bit, sometimes the flowers are donated. Sometimes people have an intended recipient for the flowers. Sometimes they go to a local hospital.
Right.
You just don't know. So
don't assume.
Wait till the offer is made, and if it is made, feel free to take them and enjoy them.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.
Awesome Etiquette is recorded at Vermont Public Radio and produced by Infinite Guest.